voor iets anders. Ik ben niet hier om te spelen. Sorry, baby.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden in Japan has been trying to assure world leaders that the United States will not default on its debt despite a showdown with congressional leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president was asked if he's worried that debt ceiling talks could fall apart.
Not at all.
While meeting with other world powers at the G7 summit in Japan, President Biden was getting briefed by his staff on the stops and starts in negotiations, which were briefly halted Friday because of disagreements.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
He's cutting his trip short to join in negotiations.
We have a little thing going on at home.
Economists say it would be catastrophic if the U.S. defaulted on its debt, which could happen in just days or weeks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
World leaders ratcheted up pressure Sunday on Russia for its war against Ukraine, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the center of a swirl of diplomacy on the final day of the Group of Seven summit of rich world economies. In a meeting with Germany's chancellor at the sidelines of the G7, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Western allies for the military aid they've been sending. Russia's defense ministry says forces of the Wagner private army, with the support of Russian troops, have seized the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. The ministry statement on the Telegram channel early Sunday came about 8 hours after a similar claim by Wagner was the head, Evgeny Prigozhin. More VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Italian authorities say that a region in the north will remain on red alert as more rains are expected to fall in the community, where flooding has already claimed 14 lives.
Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages still isolated from highways, electricity, and cell phone service. The rains have caused 24 rivers and tributaries to burst their banks, displacing more than 15,000 people. Climate experts say the floods are the result of extreme weather phenomena that are becoming increasingly frequent around the world. These include prolonged spells of drought punctuated by intense periods of rain that can't be absorbed by the parched ground. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Italy's far-right premier, Giorgia Meloni, has rejected criticism of her government's stance on LGBTQ rights. And delivered publicly at the G7 summit by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. On television Friday, Trudeau told Meloni that Canada is concerned about some of the positions Italy is taking on the terms of LGBT rights. Meloni looked annoyed and listened in silence, saying later that Trudeau had fallen prey to what she called fake news. A reporter asked Meloni about the criticism at a news conference early Sunday in Hiroshima, Japan, which is hosting the annual summit of leaders from 7 leading industrialized nations. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil. And also, the meeting with the German chancellor at the sidelines of the G7 summit, Ukraine's president thanked Western allies. Russia's defense ministry says forces of the Wagner group, with the support of Russian troops, have seized the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. The ministry's statement on the Telegram channel early Sunday came about 8 hours after a similar claim was made by the Wagner group leader and owner, Evgeny Prigozhin. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden in Japan has been trying to assure world leaders that the United States will not default on its debt despite a showdown with congressional leaders. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.